In INA, an increasing number of New Zealand businesses are paying ransoms to cyber criminals, with some paying hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's according to a cyber security expert who says some clients are so paralysed by the attacks, they've no choice but to pay. Anusha Bradley reports.
At the end of May last year, just as the country was emerging from the national lockdown, Fisher & Paykel Appliances was hit by a ransomware attack. Rudy Khoury, Fisher & Paykel's Head of Marketing and Digital Transformation, was one of the first people to realise what was happening. It's the first time the company's speaking publicly about it.
We noticed through our detection that something was happening, and we were able to stop it from moving through our networks and through our systems. Once you're in that situation, you trust nothing in your systems anymore, so you assume that everything is compromised.
Some of the company's files were encrypted and stolen by the cyber criminal group Nephilim. The attack stopped manufacturing for a couple of days, but it took several weeks before business was back to normal. Mr. Khoury says the hackers sent an email to some Fisher & Paykel executives threatening to leak the stolen files to the dark web if they didn't pay a hefty ransom.
But we had no intention of paying. And our decision was absolutely not to pay.
Government figures show malware attacks, which include ransomware, increased 2008% last year. Campbell McKenzie, the founder of computer forensic and security company Incident Response Solutions, is seeing this firsthand.
So I first worked on a ransomware case around about 6 or so years ago. I have seen year on year ransomware attacks on New Zealand organisations roughly double. And over the last year, I've seen where ransomware attacks occur and there's been a theft of data at the same time, that has roughly quadrupled over the last year.
He says an increasing number of businesses, including some of his clients, feel they have no choice but to pay up.
You have those that would just never in a million years pay a ransom because you're paying money to a criminal group. And then you have those that are essentially facing an existential threat because they've lost all of their data and they can't do business and they're essentially forced into having to pay. I've seen very small organisations pay around $5,000 to get their data back, but I've seen threats on very large organisations for significantly more than that, into the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Mr. McKenzie says while it's strongly discouraged, any ransom that is paid from New Zealand must comply with anti-money laundering laws to prevent the funding of terrorism. The American company Coveware helps businesses, including some in this country, pay ransoms to cyber criminals. But it says the average amount being demanded has fallen by about $100,000 in the last 3 months to around $130,000, as more companies are refusing to pay. Australia is considering forcing those who do pay to report it so the government knows how often it happens and that payments comply with the law. The Digital Economy and Communications Minister David Clark says that's not being discussed as an option in this country.
There's always a risk where there's mandatory reporting of those kinds of things that people then shy away from engaging with official agencies.
While there are no official figures on how often ransoms are paid in New Zealand, Mr. Clark says the government has a very clear stance that it shouldn't be done because it only emboldens the criminals.